What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Bird, the podcast and virtual summit launch coach here. And one of the things that we all have to do is think about what our dreams are and how are we going to get there. And sometimes we have this big dream and we're super ambitious about it, but then things don't go our way. And sometimes the dream can feel a little dull. And I feel like everyone experiences some part of their journey where the dream and the vision just don't look so good just because you see it. You see this thing that you want to go after, but you're not there yet. So it's this idea that you have this dream, you're not there yet. How do we get there? And one of the things you have to do is court your dream with a new mindset. That's what's going to help you get there. That's what's going to help you stay persistent during some of those harder times. And we're going to talk about that in this episode. The guest who joins us today, she is an award-winning author, speaker, and mom of three. She is on a mission to inspire children, not only to read and write more, but to use their creativity, follow their passions, dream big, and believe in themselves. So our guest who joins us for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Rosie Pova. Rosie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Rosie, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And when it comes to dreams, one of the things you really don't want to see is someone setting a big dream, then giving up on it. And a big part of it is the mindset. That's the most critical part of any dream. And one of the things that I want to address in this episode is like the mindset, because sometimes we have this mindset and as we change, like as we progress through our journey, our mindset has to evolve in certain ways. So how can we get a new mindset for when the dream becomes difficult and be able to say, I can still do this?
Yes, you're absolutely right. The mindset is the base of everything. And I've experienced it myself, and it doesn't really happen easily. You have to work on it every day and remind yourself. And sometimes you just discover that it's all mindset along the journey. You're not always aware of it. But at some point you have to change it, turns out, in order to be persistent and keep following your dream and be committed, because it's hard when it's not working, and you still have to find a way to be motivated. So yeah, it doesn't start like that, but you find your way little by little. And if you're aware of it though, you can definitely do a lot to work on your mindset.
I mean, that big part of it is being aware of, just think about, how do you view your dreams? What are some of the thoughts that come to your head? That's what your mindset currently is. And then ask yourself different questions to reframe. One of the interesting things is you focus on helping children with setting bigger dreams. And I feel like with children, they've got like super big dreams. Like, being like, you hear about the five-year-old wanting to be a baseball player, but that kind of dream feeling, you don't really see that as much as people get older. So I'm wondering, how can we have like a childlike sense of like dreaming like really big things instead of people saying like, oh, if I just pay my rent, I'm happy.
You're right again. You nailed it, because yeah, kids start out with these big dreams and they're enthusiastic and they believe in miracles and everything is possible. And then as we grow, you know, you kind of shed that off, which is unfortunate. And then you know, we are being maybe calling it realistic or practical. And sometimes those dreams, we then view them as pipe dreams, which I want to avoid. That's why I'm trying to inspire. And some, not all kids are like that. For example, I was very shy as a child. I didn't get that much encouragement. I was always looking for encouragement and praise and support, but I didn't have that as much as I wanted to in my own family, in my own environment. I grew up in a communist country in Bulgaria, and people are sort of judgmental over there. You know, they can, they're very inclined to putting you down and just kind of break your wings and your dreams. I was always looking for that. I couldn't find it as a child. So I do want to inspire kids when I go, in case they were, you know, they're missing some of that. And then to continue as adults, because apart from kids, you know, I also want to inspire moms. My dream started really taking shape when I was an adult, and I immigrated to this brand new country and had to learn a new language and, you know, fit into the new culture and just start life from scratch at the age of 22. So I was not a kid anymore. So for me, it was even, the journey was even more difficult. But those are those I'm trying to, convey to kids, just to stay on the path and pursue their passions and believe in themselves.
And on that thought of staying the path, I mean, I feel like this affects everyone from kids to adults, where you've got this one path and then all of a sudden you see something that pops up. It could be the kid who wants to be a baseball player, but then suddenly has a good game of basketball and wants to be a pro basketball player. But for business, it's also like, you know, you've got so many different social networks, so many different things that work. How do we end up, like, once we find a path that works, this is the thing we know we want to do, how do we stay on that path and not get distracted by some of the tempting options out there?
Yeah, it turns out to be self-discipline, commitment, and really having the passion. Because for me at the time, when I decided to pursue this crazy dream of becoming a children's author in a new country with a language that was not my native language. It was English was my fourth language, actually. It wasn't even my second language. And at the time, I had three small kids and a very demanding family business that my husband was running, and I was helping him with that. So being in that business and a mom of small kids and pursuing that dream was not easy. I did not have the time for it, but I had the passion, so I had to make the time, even if that meant waking up at 5 a.m. so I could write for about 2 hours and in the quiet house when everyone else was asleep, just because I couldn't give up on it. It was a commitment. And then I learned a few things, you know, and that goes with the mindset as well. You mentioned before, we tend to find excuses sometimes, or blame the circumstances or someone else for, you know, our dreams not happening. But and the failures really opportunities to learn. And I got that after a while, because I decided to focus on the things that are in my control instead of the things that I can control, which gives me a lot of power, you know. And it was very exciting to me that I could actually work on my craft. I couldn't really control what, let's say, with all the rejections that I got for my work with editors and agent, I couldn't control what they liked or disliked or what the market was about at the time, but I could control my craft. So I can enroll in workshops and go to conferences and work harder and find a critique group and just hone my skills. So that would give me an opportunity to grow, which I did, because we don't want to be stuck in the same position doing the thing over and over and expecting different results, right? So that was just a light bulb, you know, just epiphany for me that I could actually work on what depends on me. And the other thing is, so staying motivated, taking personal responsibility, not blaming others or some circumstances. And I'm going to a quote here, Jack Canfield, who is a very wise man, author of The Chicken Soup for the Soul, who said, don't complain about something you're not willing to change, right? So if you're complaining, that means you can change something about it. And again, use it as an opportunity to grow.
Yeah, and I really love that idea where very often people like blame some unlucky circumstance, but talk about that unlucky circumstance is time you could spend sharpening your craft, doing things that create a different path for yourself rather than the one that you feel like you've been given, but in reality you're giving to yourself by accepting that circumstance, by accepting that fate. So I definitely love that insight there. And Rosie mentions, I mean, this isn't like, you know, like some insightful thing. It's like it's not just some insightful thing. It's like she did it. She woke up at 5 a.m., wrote for 2 hours. She made the time where normally, you know, it's easy to binge on non-educational content, like entertainment. So for people who say they don't have the time, can you expand a little bit more on how you made the time? I know you woke up at 5 a.m. and did the morning stuff. Was there anything else you did or any pointers you want to share with the listeners?
Yes. Sometimes people don't have the time to do what they want to do, but they somehow find the time to watch TV or, you know, engage in other activities that they could definitely cut on and make the time that way. And they're not always aware because they would make another excuse of, well, that's how I'm relaxing. That's how I'm unwinding. And, you know, I need that. But in reality, you don't really need that much TV. That was another thing that I actually cut off my day. Whatever TV I was watching, at some point, I gradually stopped watching TV altogether. And I found a lot of free time that way, let's call it, you know. Yeah, that's another thing. Just look and I would say, especially for women, that is so true. Overcommitment. I would say just choose your commitments and activities wisely and with respect to yourself, because just look at what you want to accomplish, not what other people expect you to accomplish or expect you to be there for, and view it that way. Also, just put it on your calendar. Some of the things and some of the tips that I give adults is they're so easy to do, but they're also so easy not to do. And sometimes people don't see them as important enough to put in, on your calendar or to find the time for yourself or for your dreams and your passions or your personal development that, you know, they think it's not necessary, but it actually makes a big difference when you take care of yourself. And I wouldn't say that's selfish either, because as a mom, if I was not in my best shape, how could I provide the care and, you know, the loving environment for everyone else around me, especially my kids? So it is important to pay attention to self-care. Plan for your activities. And also another tip, just break it down into small steps. It doesn't have to happen overnight. It's a process and it's not, there's no shortcut, I found out, unfortunately. And it's a daily process. I do get discouraged sometimes. Of course, we always do. But if you're really committed to your passion, you'll find a way back. And with those little things that you can tweak, it makes it so much easier.
We have a lot more great and awesome content coming up in this episode. But first, we have a quick message from our sponsor who helps people to uncover their purpose in life and be able to fully show up as yourself and share your gifts with the world. Nadine Joy wrote the book, Uncover Your Purpose. That link will be in the show notes for anyone who wants to pick up their copy to figure out how to get unstuck and live that life of living out your purpose and having that sense of direction. So if you feel like you're stuck, it's definitely a good book to read, Uncover Your Purpose. It will be in the show notes. Anyways, let's get right back into the episode.
Really good points there, Rosie. One of the things that you hit on was like, you know, some people think it's selfish for them to like work out or do self-care. And self-care is something we've talked a little bit on the show where people think that, you know, you always got to be there for your kids, which, you know, you got to be there for them. But I mean, like they'll be there to the point where like they put themselves second in every single category. They don't get the proper fitness. They don't get the proper sleep. They don't get the proper anything. And if you don't get the proper anything, then you're not able to really fully be there. It's one of those things where it's like, just because you're spending hours with someone doesn't necessarily mean you're with them in that moment for those hours. So another thing I want to dive into deeper, because waking up at 5 a.m. is very impressive. And part of that is because Rosie gave up the TV. gradually. And I feel like people unwind more in the evening than they do in the day. And I feel like since people unwind in the evening, watch TV, video games, whatever, that's why people wake up late or they just don't have as much drive because of the unwinding that it's not that unwinding is bad, but unwinding to the point where like it messes up your sleep. So how do you suggest we get better at just being able to like call it a day and like go to sleep instead of like excessive unwinding?
Again, it's self-discipline. It's going to feel uncomfortable at first, and you might miss it. You might think it's a big sacrifice, and it puts you in a bad position to be even crankier than before. But just follow the routine for a few days, a week or two, and then you'll see the change. And depending on the individual, actually, some people work best at night. So if that's your thing, then maybe stay later at night after everyone's asleep and work until midnight if you can manage that. And then, you know, sleep in a little bit in the morning if you can do that. For me, I found out that morning was better. I used to not be a morning person, but all that changed after I had the kids. And the morning in the quiet house was better because with our business, the day really was not, the work day would not end. There's always paperwork. There's always things to be done after, you know, the day's somewhat over with the phone calls and everything. But it wasn't entirely over. So I found that in the morning that would work better for me. And also I would say at that exact time when I was really committed and to a point where I was, you know, waking up at 5 a.m., I found a support group and a community of peers who I felt sort of accountable to. And that's really important because at the time I was writing my middle grade novel, and that's longer work compared to the picture books that I used to write before that. And so I had to really focus and work extra hard at finishing that novel. But because I had the critique group and we were meeting in person every week, I wanted to supply something new for them to critique. And that gave me extra motivation to come up with the new work count and just work and work and work until I have it, because the day was coming. I was going to meet them. I wanted their feedback. So I just had to do it. So I would say just find, you know, support and a community and people who can keep you accountable.
And a lot of great points there. Obviously, people have different days, times of day where they're more productive. I feel like that ability, like some people will work through midnight productively, but that ability to like a lot of people, they can unwind and that could take them past midnight. So I definitely wanted to speak to that piece. One of the things you mentioned is having that support group, which is something that is very important, comes up time and time again. And I'm wondering, how do you surround yourself with a support group, not just the people who cheer you on, but people who also believe in your dreams? Because some people in a support group may be there because they like you, but they may not believe in your dreams. So I'm wondering if you have thoughts on that.
Yeah, you really have to be careful with you know, with the people you surround yourself with, because you're right. Sometimes it may seem like they're a support group, but actually bring it down and just give you all the reasons why you can't have your dream, which is not what you were looking for. So yeah, try several. Don't be afraid to leave, because when I found my first group, at some point I just went to a stage where I thought I was outgrowing that group and I needed something else. And I made the decision to leave and look for that, even though it was a little bit uncomfortable because you used to your initial group. But if that's what you have to do, that, you know, just do it, make the decision and do it. Don't be afraid. Yeah, if something's not working out, don't stay just because you got into it in the first place. Be very careful. Be very selective of the people. Yeah, you want them to support you, of course.
And that's a great point. Being selective, because it's easy to not really think about the people you're surrounding yourself with and just like let people come in. And but you want to be careful of who you let in and who you keep. It's better to cling on to a few really good people than it is to have a sea of people who some sort of support you, some just like don't want you accomplishing your dream at all because of envy. So really big point, be careful of who you surround yourself with. Another great point that I'm going to recommend you guys all do is continue to follow Rosie and her work. Links will be in the show notes. Are there any good places we could go to follow your journey and all of your work?
Yes, absolutely. I am at rosiejpov.com. I'm also on Twitter at rosiepov, P-O-V. Instagram, Facebook, people can find me. I help teachers, educators, librarians, and homeschooling parents will also take advantage of all of my activity sheets and teacher's guide on my website, and also check out my books, of course. And I do invite librarians to reach out for school visits. I love those, and I'm always excited to get invited.
Well, Rosie, we'll include all those links in the show notes. Definitely make sure you reach out to Rosie if you like this episode, you want to tell her, or if you are someone who Rosie mentioned. But once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure also.